Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update and kind of an introduction to Bonterra Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BTR and on the OTCQX under the symbol BONXF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Pascal Hamlin. Now, Pascal, I want to start off by outlining the drill program that the company is approximately two-thirds of the way through. It's a total of 36,000 meters being drilled at the company's projects. Now, these projects are based in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. Three projects in particular, the Barry Project, the Gladiator Project, and the Mulroy Project. They are all within trucking distance to the mill. These all are past producing assets, and the company is moving through the process here of further de-risking these assets and, eventually moving into production and utilizing the mill that is on the Mulroy Project. We'll get into all those background fundamentals, but give us some insights on this drill program, the 36,000 meters that is underway. What are the overall goals around this program, please, Pascal?
Hey, good afternoon, Corey. Thanks for inviting me. Yeah, the drill program that we're doing this winter, it's to eventually release the resource in the spring. So our focus this winter is to increase the inferred ounces at the three projects. So we have drills focusing on expanding the resource, the deposit. They're all open on strike length and at depth. So on the three deposit is to expand the resource.
So currently there is a resource estimate that came out in 2019, a total 2.1 million ounces. That's balanced between indicated and inferred. Some of the grade there, it's about just over 6 grams per ton in the indicated category, a little over 7 grams per ton in the inferred category. In terms of exploration potential, though, what's possible here? How many targets are you testing? What could be the, let's say, upper limit of the resource estimate increasing on this 2.1 million ounces?
Yeah, well, we're going to have over 130,000 meter of additional drill results that will be added to the 2019 resource. So, and historically, we were getting about 5 ounces per meter drilled. So, I'm very optimistic we could be following the same trend. So that would mean that would return into an additional 500,000 ounces.
So what type of deposits are we looking at here? Spread across these three different projects, I understand that there are a lot of synergies between them. So what type of resource is this?
The three deposits are underground structures, subvertical, narrow vein, but they're all going to surface. So in this resource state calculation, we're going to first of all assess if we have open pit potential, because Gladiator, Barry, they're going to surface. So we need to assess that, and of course at depth it's underground structure, underground resource. But they're all within trucking distance. So our goal is to eventually have all these deposits feeding a central mill, the Bachelor Mill that is 100% owned by Bonterra.
Now, when it comes to the area that these projects are in, it's very well known, the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. Are there any of the other assets or projects that are close to the deposits that the company holds that you're using as kind of a stepping stone? One that you're looking at saying we could have something very similar to these, so we're going down that strategy.
Okay. We have 38,000 hectares of land near our mill. So, of course, we got regional drilling this winter focusing on those targets. We got the Moss. We have a drill presently over at Moss. We have two drills over at the Duke option that we're optioning from Osisko Mining. The Duke option is between the Windfall deposit. It's a land package between Windfall deposit and Gladiator deposit. So we have two drills at Duke right now. And, we're testing structures, that are very promising from following the detailed geophysic campaign we did late 2019, early 2020. So we're following up on that. So on our land, Moss, Duke, But also, like, because we have that mill and it's the only permanent mill in the camp, well, all these other deposits that have no mill, well, of course, we're interested in, you know. Of course, the windfall deposit is a significant deposit, but that there's others also in the camp. Pistikemika belonging to Cartier Resources, Discovery Deposit, Flordin. To the east, there's Monster Lake. That one belongs to IM Gold. So there's a lot of potential synergy in the camp because there's only one mill.
Give us a little bit more information on that mill. It's a bachelor mill. As I mentioned, it's on the Mulroy project. What is the capacity of this mill? What are the options that you have? I guess that is just continuing to find feed for that mill.
Exactly, Corey. To find extra feed. So that's what we're doing with that resource estimate and the PEA that will be released at the end of Q3, early Q4. This mill right now is operational and permitted for 800 tons a day. At 800 tons a day, it's not enough to have multiple deposit feeding one mill. So we're in the permitting process right now to bring that up to 2,400 tons a day. And 2,400 tons a day, multi-deposit, you could be looking at between 120 and 180,000 ounces a year for a mill. You know, so for a company our size, you know, this is very, very, very appealing for us.
Do you have any idea on some of the costs associated with increasing the processing capacity at this mill?
Well, I'll give you some ballpark range, you know, but the PA will reflect those costs. But you're looking at between 100 and 200 million for building the mill, increasing the tilling facility, underground development, definition drilling. So all in, you know, all in CapEx, you're looking at less than $200 million. But that's if you go full bore. Of course, you got you could decide to start one of the three deposits, use, you know, invest less capital, you know, like push off on the mill expansion, just start, let's say, producing at one of the three deposits, use the cash flow for the other two, to build the other two deposits. So there will be a lot of options for us. But, you know, the option one, you know, you go full bore, full production on all deposits, you're looking at maximum $200 million.
Okay. Oh, nice to hear that you do have some options there and you can either scale into or go full scale right into building out the mill and trying to take on all these deposits. In terms of exploration targets, then, you already have a nice resource that it sounds like you are building off of and also converting some of those inferred into indicated. What are some of the true exploration targets that you're also working on that could produce that blue sky potential here?
It's Moss. Moss and Duke are the two main focus this winter. Moss is on the regional map. If you can picture that in your head, it's halfway between Windfall and Berry Deposit. It's on the Mazay Fault. In the past, you know, the previous exploration company didn't have the detailed geophysics that we got in early 2020. And the previous holes were just a bit on the fringe, too far to the north. So now we're drilling the core of it a little bit further south. So I'm very hopeful we're going to see some interesting stuff coming out of there.
So the possibility of some sort of discovery as well coming from this drill program. Now you mentioned the updated resource that's coming out, let's say, around Q2 of this year. How quickly then are you going to be able to get out the PEA after that resource?
The resource is planned near the end of June. RPA, formerly RPA, now it's SLR. They're on it since January. The engineers are on board. The geologists are on board. Once the resource is finalized and blessed by the geologists, the engineers will be on it right away. So July, August, September. So I'm very, very optimistic to have the PEA out the end of September, early October.
All right. So some catalysts here in the near term, drill results, and then the move into, well, the updated resource and PEA. Let's talk about some of the other company fundamentals. Let's go into the share structure. Total shares outstanding, about 90.5 million on a fully diluted basis, a little over 100 million. Who are some of the large shareholders of this company?
The largest shareholder is Wexford Capital, based in Connecticut. They own 18% of our stock. The second largest is Kirkland Lake Gold. They hold 9%. And then you got MMCap, VanEck, Ruffer, Eric Sprott, all between 5 and 6%. Caisse de dépôt and Plasma of Quebec has got 4%. So we got good support, you know, like 58% is held by a few funds. So it's good to have the support of very strong shareholders.
When did a lot of these larger shareholders come into the story? Was it recently, or has it been over the development of these projects?
Some have been longer-term shareholder with us, like Eric Sprott. The more recent shareholder are Wexford, Kirkland Lake, VanEck. They all came in 2018, 2019. They all, since then, they're maintaining their position or increasing their position. The latest addition was MMCap in 2020. Ruffer came in 2020. And Caisse de dépôt increased their position last November.
All right. What about cash in the bank then? What is the company sitting on as you are progressing through this drill program?
Yeah, well, we got $8 million right now. Things are progressing good. And what we want to make sure is all that cash is going on the drill bit. So that's why we're aggressive on the drill program. And we're making sure that we're going to have a good resource coming out this spring.
Now, what is the budget for this drill program? In essence, what do you expect to end with cash balance-wise at the end of this drill program?
At the end of April, probably around $5 million.
Okay, so still well cashed up. And then are you going to be planning another drill program? I assume getting back on the ground in winter, or do you think you might be back on the ground a bit earlier?
Oh, we'll be on the back drilling earlier. It's going to be ongoing drilling. This summer we're planning drilling on barges at the Gladiator deposit. We have very seasonal drilling. Like Barrie is more prone to winter drilling. Gladiator is more prone to summer drilling. So we want to have drills over at Gladiator next summer, well, summer 2021. And after the PEA, well, it's going to be most likely infill drilling to support the feasibility. So it's going to be ongoing, the drilling. So we're going to have a steady flow of drill results.
So when it comes to moving or making the decision to move into production, what would you be looking for out of some of these studies? Is there a certain mine life in terms of years or a certain resource size? Can you give us some more insights here?
Yeah. You need to have a good 5 years of ahead of you of production. So when you start producing, your geologists and your engineers are not scrambling right away to find ounces on day one. So you need to have a good five-year plan, and you need to have that mill ramping up quickly, so your overhead costs, you know, per ounces and per ton is at the lowest, because you can only mine 1 ounce. You know, like me, 1 ounce of gold can only be mined once. So you got to make sure you got the best cost structure. So ramping up quick and a good 5 years of production in front of you. And of course, you know, a quick payback on your CapEx, because you want to reduce your risk or your exposure for your capital investment.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you for those insights. Wrap us up then, please, with just a summary of expected news flow. What can investors expect as we progress through this year in terms of the catalysts? I know we've been over a lot of them, but just summarize it for everybody, please.
Yeah, Corey. So we took some steps to remove the backlog of assays. So we sent a bundle to an external lab, actually the end of February, yes, and yesterday, March 1st. So at the end of March, we're going to have a big bundle of results back. So drill results between now and the resource. The end of Q2, the resource estimate is going to be out. And the end of September, early October, we're going to have the PEA. And in the meantime, you're going to have drill results right through until the end of the PEA.
Okay. Well, a lot to follow up on then, Pascal. We will follow up as some more news hits the market. If anybody has any follow-up questions or topics that you want us to dive into a little bit more when it comes to Bonterra, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those questions answered for you, and I will address some of those topics in future interviews as I have Pascal back on the show to, it sounds like, first and foremost, outline how some of this drilling is progressing. Pascal, I thank you for your time. Thanks for the update. We'll follow up as some more news hits the market.
All right, Corey. Thanks for inviting us.